This is KCUR 89.3. The Civil War ended more than 150 years ago, but those old divisions still affect us today. There's perhaps no better example of this than Missouri, a border state that was claimed by both the Union and the Confederacy. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, Danny Wood has this story from Clay County, where residents have different ideas about how to remember the winners and the losers.
I'm at a book party in the Clay County Museum and Historical Society on the square in the town of Liberty. The 19th century wood-paneled interior is beautiful, and an antique cannon dominates the entrance. Beyond, jovial locals, some very elegantly dressed, are enjoying wine and snacks. Jana Jesse Becker, a past president of the society, is here to launch her new book called Excerpts from the Diary of Judge A.H. Shelton. The excerpts are drawn from an unpublished memoir that was rediscovered in the museum a few years ago.
I found it as in, like, you just saw it on the shelves?
In a drawer.
Oh, really?
In a drawer.
Shelton was from Clay County, and his Civil War experience included surviving the Battle of Lexington, the Siege of Atlanta, a prisoner of war camp, and losing an arm. During that time, he also met the sweetheart he'd later marry.
He sold real estate for a long time after the war. He was a real estate man. And then he became the police judge in Excelsior.
Jana found the first-person descriptions of battles and local people so vivid, she decided to type them up, and through the museum, released these excerpts as a book. I ask her to summarize what Shelton was like. She reads a quote taken from the diary and highlighted on the book's back cover.
No nation, no state, no county on top of God's green earth ever furnished any better, any braver, any more gallant defenders of the old Constitution and for the rights of the South than noble old Clay County, Missouri.
This is Shelton, the idealist, fighting for a cause. But a few hundred feet from where we're talking, there are old houses with their slave quarters intact, where African Americans were chained to the walls.
We're talking about someone who lived in a society that today would be regarded as completely morally bankrupt. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
I think we have to remember that the times were different. It was just a whole different world. It wasn't right, of course, but it was what they needed to survive.
Jana says the new book contains the war entries from Shelton's diary. Anything controversial, like opinions about slavery and derogatory comments about African Americans, including any mention of the N-word, are left out. I ask if this might be sanitizing the history.
Well, I think it is sanitizing it, but we, as the museum board, discussed it and decided that's what we needed to do. That we didn't want to create any controversy or take any stand about that issue. We didn't want anybody to think that represented what we thought, because it doesn't, of course.
Tonight, it's also the Clay County Historical Society's annual meeting.
Close the bar!
But the curator, Jay Thorne, agrees to talk with me, so we squeeze behind the now closed makeshift bar to find a quiet corner. Jay wasn't involved with the publishing of the book and says he doesn't agree with the board's decision to leave out controversial material. In the original memoir, Jay says Shelton uses the N-word while expressing hatred for the anti-slavery activist John Brown. Jay thinks this passage is historically important because it demonstrates that support for slavery was a key factor motivating Shelton's fight for the Confederacy. He says the diary's content is important and a great read.
When we found Shelton's journal here in the museum, it's a fantastic journal of the Civil War to give insight into the thinking of that culture.
But in Jana's excerpted version, there are no spaces in the text or any indication on the pages that words are omitted. An acknowledgement only mentions editing and doesn't explain further. At a cafe a couple of doors down from the museum, I meet with Cecilia Robinson, a volunteer historian for the Clay County African American Heritage Organization. I pass the diary across the table. Cecilia says she hasn't seen this new publication or the original diary, but tells me history books should present the facts without distortion.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. It's what you are presenting, what you choose to present about this man. But he is a complete character, so you should present him holistically. You know, character is who you are in the dark.
That's very true.
Then she tells a story. When Cecilia was a professor of English literature, just up the hill at William Jewell College, some campus landscapers came across an obstacle. a small pyramid of rocks with a marker on it. Cecilia says the monument was demolished.
Mm. So now, is that a distortion of history?
A William Jewell College spokesperson said they've only ever had 3 Civil War memorials on campus, and all of them can still be found located around the chapel. She didn't know of any that were demolished. But a book in the Clay County Archives confirms Cecilia's story. A picture shows a pyramid of rocks dedicated as a Civil War memorial by a class of William Jewell's own students in 1931. The monument was dismantled in the mid-1990s. Only its marker was moved to the chapel area. It says a lot about the decision-making, intentional and unintentional, that contributes to our historical record. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Danny Wood.